We're doing Chafetz Chaim, we're on page Lamed Tet. Chafetz Chaim had been discussing what commandments are involved with regards to the mitzvah of Lashon Hara, abstaining from speaking badly about someone else. V'lifamim over nami b'mitzvah tasei div tzedek tishpot amitecha. If a person recounts Lashon Hara, they can also be in transgression of the commandment, b'tzedek tishpot amitecha, judge your fellow citizen in justice, with justice. Kegon, shera'et chavero shediberu asa ma'aseh. For example, a person sees his friend, he said something, or he did something, v'yesh b'davar hazeh l'shofto l'tzad hatov u'l'tzad hazchut o l'afcho. And you can judge him favorably, or the other way. You see something which can be judged in one of two ways. Afilu hu ish beinoni, nitchayavnu min ha'torah b'mitzvat aseh hazo ladun oto l'chavzchut. Even if he isn't a big tzaddik, he's a mediocre person, he's average. The Torah told us, "Bitzedek tishpot amitecha," judge your fellow citizen honestly, righteously. So then, even though the guy is not the greatest tzaddik, we're supposed to judge him favorably. He adds parenthetically, "Ve'meishu yirei Elokim," and if the person is a God-fearing person, "Nitchiavnu ladun tol kaf zchut gam ki karov v'notei yoter hadavar lakaf chava mi lekaf zchut." And if the person's a God-fearing person, then even if the action seems to be more improper than proper, it seems more likely that what he did is improper than that it is proper, then if he's a God-fearing person, then even under such circumstances, we should judge him favorably. But when a person tells over Lashon Hara, so sometimes they're telling over something in a negative light, when that action in its own right can be judged in one of two ways. So that's very common. Umisholech umsaper bignut avur adibur hazeh shedibir o amaseh hazeh she'asah. So when a person goes on and tells over, he tries to shame the other person by saying what they said or what they did. O amkabel shenitchazek tzol lignut avur zeh she'shama alav velodan oto lekav zchut uver b'mitzvat aseh zo. And the person who hears the Lashon Hara sometimes also looks down at the person that was spoken about. And if you don't judge the person favorably, either by telling over Lashon Hara or by listening to Lashon Hara, that's this mitzvah as well, the commandment to judge a fellow person favorably. So this is very common. Sometimes, someone cuts you in line. Do you think maybe he didn't see me? Maybe he didn't notice I was here? If we weren't so partial, then we'd realize that very often there's more to the story. Sometimes there are actions that can easily be understood two ways. You're driving on the highway, you're going on a long journey, Europe, United States. You stop at a gas station, you see they have a McDonald's, you see a guy go in. You didn't see what he did. Maybe he used the restroom. If you needed a restroom, there was nothing else around, wouldn't you go use the restroom? You see him standing at the checkout counter. Sometimes you need a key from the checkout counter in order to use the restroom. Maybe he's buying a can of Coke. You don't know what he did. Is there any more reason to judge him badly than favorably? So we have ample opportunity to judge people favorably, and the greater a person is, the more they're able to look favorably upon other people. To see that when someone did something to them, they think maybe it was just this or maybe it was just that, and not take things so personally and not assume the worst, but rather try to see how maybe the person didn't mean badly. Maybe they really didn't mean badly. And I can tell you that in my life, the older I get, the more I see how I have to develop this trait within myself. I see over and over again things that people do with good intention. And it's so easily misconstrued. And one classical story. I give out candies Friday night, and I finished one bag of candies, and I took out a bag of candies which were better. So one kid, now the girls don't always come to the men's section when they're older girls. They don't come. They don't. So I always say their parents or their father or their brother can take a candy for them. So there's one kid who always takes two candies, one for himself and one for his sister. when I took out the second bag of candy, some of the kids came back and said, hey, can we switch? So I said, fine, if you prefer the other candy, we can switch. So he comes back and he says, can I switch? And I say, fine, I switch a candy for him. So then I see him walking away and I say, why don't you switch for your sister too? So he looks at me and says, I did. He switched only for her. You know, I automatically assumed he switched for himself. And he said, yeah, I don't care, but I know she prefers the other one. I came back just to switch for her. That's, and there was no reason to judge him the other way. My partiality, there was no reason to judge him badly. I assumed, you know, he was thinking of himself and not of her. And he was the exact opposite, yeah.